The world is finally coming to grips with having to live with COVID-19, but what we can't know is what our world will look like in the pandemic's wake. You are listening to Writing the End, a collection of short stories by some of South Africa's top novelists about what society could look like post-pandemic.
This is Fred Khumalo reading from his latest short story, New World, Old Tricks. Although Nyonyo the monkey has been told that animals in the New World are a far cry from the aggressive creatures they were in the Old World, he still doesn't trust anyone. So fearful is he that on his hunting and foraging adventures, he goes out on his own, leaving his wife and two kids at home. Here he is now, with food expertly tied around his waist, contemplating a fast-moving body of water. Just then, he hears the excited chatter of voices. Quickly, he hides behind a boulder. When he peers from behind the boulder, he can see a crocodile talking to two cats, and the biggest rat he's ever seen. The big rat climbs on the back of the crocodile. The crocodile slides into the water, starts swimming. The crossing is uneventful. The crocodile comes back to fetch the cats. The monkey, assured that crocodiles in this new world are different, emerges from his hideout. The crocodile greets. The monkey says, "I'll be happy of your service." "What do they call you?"
"Dr. Nyonyo, Dr. Nyonyo."
"You are a doctor?"
"A celebrated one. In the Old World, my patients included the likes of Mufasa, Scar, and many prominent lions in a city called Pride Lands.
I'm going to tell my wife I'm now friends with an animal who's not scared of lions. Now, let's go!"
The crocodile starts swimming.
In the middle of the river, he starts laughing. "A smart monkey fell for my performance."
"What performance?"
"I saw you walking up the riverbank, looking for a safe place to cross. I hid and watched. When you heard the voices of cats approaching, you ran into hiding. Now, for the benefit of your stupid eyes, I gave the cats a ride."
"Let me guess. You have an alien parent underwater."
Nyonyo knows a monkey's heart is a cure for many crocodile diseases.
"How do you know?" "I'm a doctor, silly," he sighs. "Unfortunately, my heart is not with me."
"What do you mean?"
"Monkeys in this new world are so technologically advanced that every day I leave for work, my wife takes my heart and keeps it in a closet. But I'd be happy to give my old heart to your mother. I can always manufacture a new one."
When the crocodile arrives on the other side of the river, the monkey jumps off.
"Wait here," he says. The monkey disappears behind a tree. Returning, his hands are held at his back, hiding something. "Crocodile, I've got the heart. Just open your mouth wide and I'll tuck it in."
The crocodile does as told. Then, with all his might, the monkey hurls a rock as big as his head into the gaping mouth. Blood explodes as the sharp rock hits the back of the crocodile's maw. The crocodile coughs and lies still. Dead. The monkey scoffs. Stupid crocodile. You should have stayed in the old world with those stupid humans and their greed-inspired diseases. End of story.